Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. On Thursday we started discussing about one of England's most wonderful and famous exports to the common market, to the European Union, which is the blood libel. There are a number of blood libels in England, in Gloucester, and in Norwich, and in there was a massacre in York, and there were others around. Cambridge was another one. It started here, and the first one on continental Europe, which was followed by many, many more afterwards. But the first one in continental Europe was in a place called, we spoke about, Blois, which is southwest of Paris. And there, 31 people were arrested. We discussed the story last week. They were kept in prison for 2 months. They were arrested before Pesach, accused of the, what's called, some of them were Barley Toisvus, says Talmidim of Rabbeinu Shmuel. And their names are listed, Barley Toisvus, who were arrested. And in fact, there were 14 men and 17 women. And they were all accused. And during the period, during the 2 months, they tried to persuade them to convert to Christianity, to Shmad. And they said that if they would convert to Christianity, then they would be spared. But none of them, not one of them out of the 31, accepted. And on the 29th of May, 1171, which was last Friday, and equivalent is this coming Friday, Miyatz Shem, in the Hebrew date, which is Chof Sivan, those 31 people were burnt alive. And they were burnt alive in public, in Blois, and it says that they all sang together Oleinu L'Shaveach as they died, and it says that they died, Tucker, they died from the flames, they died from the smoke, whatever it was, but their bodies were intact. Their bodies were not burnt, and it says that the goyim there were very, very, the goyim there were very, like, shocked at this, and they accepted these people were kadoshim. Nevertheless, blood libels continued in other places, and in addition to that, they had bad memories of the First Crusade, which was in 1096, which had been like 75 years earlier. And there were other two crusades still to come. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam was Kovea Atanis for the people of France. And that was Chof Sivan, is Atanis, on which there are slichas, which are printed in most Sidurim. And there are a number of kehillas that keep Chof Sivan. Amongst you keep Chof Sivan, say the slichas? Sorry, in monks, do you say slichas on Chof Sivan? You don't. Okay. Apparently, in Belsden.
I think 69.
What?
I think Stamford Hill in 69.
I think it's Stamford Hill in 69. They do. In Belsden, the minig is that they keep Chof Sivan and they say the slichas. In Square, they say the slichas. And I saw another one of the Hasidus, and I can't remember which one it was, that's brought down that they have the minig that they say the slichas. Eventually, with time, and with unfortunately terrible things that happened to Klal Yisrael afterwards, Chof Sivan became a tarnis for this period of the year. It became a tarnis for all these terrible things that happened during this period of the year, and that became a tarnis, but it was a tarnis that was kept in France only. So the terrible things happened in medieval times, the Christians versus the Jews in medieval times, and Chof Sivan was the day of tarnis. But later on, the tarnis of Chof Sivan got expanded to the whole of Europe, and that will be our subject for tomorrow, Mitzvah. Shlomo.
Now she's
the
second. I'll wait for it.
Started at the Torway, Northwest London, Sunday, Tesvav 7, 31st of May, Rabbi Emmanuel Danan Shlita, Rosh Chabur of Hendon Hadass. The Oren, 4 or 8 rings, two or four polls, part two. This Victoria that's sponsored anonymously, the Inishmas Power, esteemed founder, Rabbi Yosef Dov Ben, Roshim Mechol Tzvi Itzkovitz, Zichrono Livrocho.
Good morning, my name is Rabbi Saif. It's a pleasure for me to be able to share with you a few words on the Aron. We'll spend the first few minutes just doing Chazara of what we learned in part one, and then move on. So, if we look at the handouts, let's look at the psukim of the Tzivui concerning the Badim and the Tabos. The Badim are the poles which were used to carry the Aron, and the Tabos were the rings in which they went into. So the Pasuk says, in Pasuk Yud Beis, Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Yud Beis, V'yotakta lo arba taboy zo, v'nasata lo arba pamoy zo. You shall pour four taboys. Actually, these taboys were actually part, just like the kruvim were part of the kapoyres itself, not an added and attached to the kapoyres. So too, these taboys actually came out from the same gold which was used for the outside Aron. V'nasata al arba pamoisav. You shall put these four rings on the four corners. U'shtei tabois al tzala aches ha'echas. Now tzaloi means a side, right? Yeah. So pamoisav means the corners. The reason why it's called corners, because some Rishonim ask on this, Rashi says, Pamoisov is a corner, so and they say palm is normally means suggests legs, walking. Pamoisov, why is a corner called Pamoisov? And we mentioned because palm achar palm, when you want to say something is individual, something is different, something else, you say palm achar palm, one after another. In other words, it's two individual things. So here, the corner is where you can see two individual things, two individual individual faces, which are independent, and that's where they meet. But it's only at the corner that you can actually see their individuality. So you shall put them on the corner. So, and then, shtei tabois al tzola achas, u'shtei tabois al tzola ashenis. So what does that mean? You've told me to put four rings on the corners. And then the pasuk says, I want two on each side of... Well, you know, it was on the each side of the length of the Aron. What does that mean? What is the pasuk adding here? So,
two here. So, do that. Is
a... that's what it means. Four on the corners. If these four on the corners, obviously two are on each side. Yeah. The side that goes without saying. Right. So, and also, furthermore, look at the pasukim. The simple understanding of the pasuk is how many rings?
Four.
Really? V'yotakta la, I'll read the pasuk again. V'yotakta la arba tabesov. I want you to pour four rings. V'nosata la arba tabesov. In the four corners. U'shtei tabos al tzala achas. U'shtei tabos al tzala shenis. Sounds like eight. Apart from those four in the corners, I would also want two on each side.
No, he's explaining the four.
Okay, correct. Shigivanta la Rashi. So Rashi says, Ushtei tzabor al tzala echos. Look at the bottom of the page. Yeah. Hein hein arba tzaboy shebetchila samikro. Exactly like you said. This is not in addition, right? We're not saying those four on the corners plus another two on the sides. With this, an explanation.
The difficulty is the who?
Sorry? The pasuk here is just telling me those four that you put on the corner, that you place on the corner, where do you put them? On the side of the Aron. Okay? So. So then Rashi says, what about the Vav? So it brings many rayas that you can have a spare Vav. For instance, there's a Pasuk, V'aya V'tziva. There's many Pasukim. Rashi's got very interesting. Rashi in
Rashi in Parshas Truma, interesting, has got an extra vav that we don't have, in our Sefer Torah. But Rashi is not bothered by the extra vav. It doesn't mean and. You just ignore the vav. So, however, this needs explanation. What is unclear about on the four corners that you need to extend? Oh, by the way, those rings which I told you to put on the corners, put it on the sides of the aron. Well, that's self-explanatory. What else can the corners mean? So, remember what we said last night? There's two ways of putting the rings. You can either put them here on the actual sides, or you can put them at the end here on the front so that they're sticking out.
You can put them all right?
So if you could put these rings, yeah, almost the same place. It's just you make them come out from here, and it's sticking out where my finger is. Okay, and same here. So they're coming out. They're not actually attached to the side. They're attached to the front and to the back. But the ring is sticking out, and that way you can, right? That way you've got the four rings on the corners. But they're not actually stuck to the aron on the sides. So here the Torah says, look how precise the Torah says, I want not only on the corners, I want it to be, I'm not sure what the reason is. Do you think it's stronger? I'm not sure. I don't think it makes any difference physically, but it means I want the actual ring to be attached, to be coming out from the side of the aron. Okay? That's...
On the corners or at the corners?
Right. Where are they?
Does the pasuk say on the corners or at the corners?
Right. So the pasuk comes to the beginning. It says, "I want them on the corners." Yeah. But that you could have misunderstood. You said, as long as the rings are on the corners, it doesn't matter whether they. This is also called on the corner.
The word is
al.
Sorry.
Al.
At the corners.
Al. Yeah.
Could be
neither. That's
not clear. So when I say on the side means I want them to be attached on the side. Yeah? Otherwise it can be attached on the front, on the back, and I've still got the rings on the corners. So that's why I need this extra explanation that those two babi.
Can I ask you, you say there's a front and a back and two sides. How do you know that the front and the back that the poles don't go along the long side?
Oh, okay. We're not going on to this at this point, but we understand that these are called the sides.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever it means, the sides, whichever way you're moving forward, and the reason why the Aron was not as you would expect, right? You'd expect the most convenient way of carrying something is put the length on the poles, and you've got more support from the poles, but the anybody remember the reason why the length of the aron was between the poles and not?
That's a coin, yeah.
Because you needed kohanim, kohanim levim, kehas, yeah? Kehas. On the inside, they needed to carry on the inside, and there wouldn't be enough if it would have been the width ways, it's only 1.5, it's not enough. 1.5 amas, it would not be enough. For the two people to stand next to each other comfortably. So that's the reason. Okay, sorry?
They stood on the outside.
No. Yeah, interesting. No, they had to see. They had to stand. Why I was just thinking about that point as well. Why is it more covered to stand on the inside?
When I was on Tamchen Reise, people are supporters, also have to be on the inside of the institution.
Wow. Right. I also think it's more convenient. I think it's true. Do you think it's more convenient way of carrying it if it's on your outside shoulder? The band on the left is on the outside shoulder, and the one on the right is on the outside shoulder. It supports. You've got more support for the arm.
Yeah, that's how people carry the casket, the coffin.
On the inside?
No, they're on the outside.
Right, but see,
that's a ceremony. A state funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah. The people who carry the aron, the people who carry the coffin, they've got them on their, they're on the outside, and they're on the shoulder is towards the
right. Button. There's a few interesting points because the Oron really Oron noises noisov. But of course we can't rely. We can't rely on that. I mean, the Torah says, look at it as if you are carrying it, because. And I wonder whether when Chazal say the Oron was noisov, does that mean always? Does that mean means it had the ability of carrying its carriers like over the Yaradin? But I'm not sure whether that means the whole time they were not carrying it.
One of the reasons why David Amalek was punished and why Uzzah died was because they didn't carry it. Because
it was on
the Oron needed help. And really there was no sense, no salt.
Yeah.
Why they put it on a wagon because they didn't carry it, etc.
Yeah, and I find this, I must say, this parsha of Uzziah, I find it remarkable. If you can imagine, you see a Sefer Torah about to drop, and you have a gut reaction, just an impulse, you go to save it. And nobody would say, oh, well, would the Kaddish Baruch Hu allow a Sefer Torah to fall on the floor? Nobody. That Uzziah was meant to be able, spontaneously, on the moment, not to react with his gut reaction and say, no, Hashem will never. And we're saying, we'll never allow the Oron to fall on the floor. Really? Where did this Oron come from? Based Dagon. It came from, it was in the middle of Avodah Zarah with the worst schmutz. What b'zayin? What bigger b'zayin? Ad kedei kach. What happened to Eli? What happened to Eli when he heard about it? When he heard that the Oron was taken.
He fell and he died.
And he didn't even know it was taken to a base of Zorah unless he knew what's going to happen. Of course, what else are they going to do with it? But and him, he's seeing the Oren slipping, and he's reacting. How can I not do anything? And he gets punished. I find that very, very hard to understand.
It's not time.
Sorry, but no. Even if it's wrong, but it's not something which you think about. If you see a Sefer Torah Rachman Litzlan falling, you don't think about it. You just react. And that's what Uzziah was doing. Yeah, okay. So this is Rashi's explanations. Rabbi Itzai. Then we have a pasuk in Bamidbar. In the pasuk in Bamidbar, speaking about how the Kohanim have to come before the Levim come, B'nai Kehas, to carry. So they need to cover. They need to cover the keli. Okay, and the pasuk says, Parashas Bamidbar. I think it's Perigimel. The psukim say the following. Perigdalet pasuk hey. Zois abaydas bnei akehas be'oel moed kodesh hakodashim. Uva Aaron uvanov binso amachane v'oiridu es pareches amasach. And they remove. The first thing you remove is, as they come in, you remove the pareches. Interesting. So I had Ha'ara. These are the Kohanim. Aaron uvanov. The pasuk says v'al yovel bechol eis. The simple understanding of al yovel bechol eis in Parashas Acharim is you're not allowed to go in to the Kodesh Kodoshim unless you bring the Zois Yavoi Aaron, and you bring the Torahs, and only once a year. And yet, here's the exception. Now, you could say, Derech Apshat, of course, not here, because I'm telling you clearly to go in. But I thought of saying, and then I saw this idea as well somewhere else, that as soon the Kodesh Kodoshim is defined as Kodesh Kodoshim when there's a separation. As soon as you remove the separation, it's not Kodesh Kodoshim anymore. Right? Yeah. Sorry? Yeah. I'm not asking how was it mutter. It was mutter because they were told. But I'm asking, it's the simple understanding is they're never to go into the Kodesh Kodoshim. Here they did go into the Kodesh Kodoshim.
They don't need to go to it. Yeah. They could do it from outside to take it off.
No, so they did. Yeah. So they removed the Pareches, and now you've got to go to the Oran. Okay. The Oran is in the Kodesh Kodoshim. The answer is, it's not Kodesh Kodoshim. The whole Kedusha, what does it mean? What is the essence? Why is Kiddush Kedushim? When a person's with Kaddish and Isha, he doesn't make her Hekdish. What does it mean?
Separates her.
He separates her. He's Mekaddish her. He asks her on everybody. Chazal say in beginning of Maseches Kiddushin, he asks her on everybody like Hekdish. This is not just a condition in marriage. The mahus of marriage is she's also to everybody else. The definition is she is now no longer mutter to her. That's not just a tnai in marriage. That's not just, yeah? It defines what marriage. The marriage, she is meyuchad for this person. The separation, the fact that she is also to everybody, that makes her kedushas. The Kodesh Kodoshim, it's the separation which gives her the kedusha. It's what I'm not like the other place, and therefore as soon as they remove the pareches, it's no longer kodesh. Varid the pareches masav. Then they use the pareches to cover the orim, and then they put another couple of coverings, and then the samu badov. That's a possible one. What does it mean the samu badov? Put the poles inside.
You're never allowed to move.
What are you talking about? You're not allowed to move them. Sorry?
Move into the correct position.
What do you mean?
They were moved.
Yeah, because they were stuck forwards, right? And they stuck into the pareches when they were stationary, right? They were not equal. They were not set when it was at rest. the poles were actually sticking forwards towards the pareches, the eastern. Towards the eastern direction.
So they've gone into the Kodesh Kodashim long ways. Otherwise, the poles wouldn't stick into the Pareches.
Indeed. It says it's too dark. They
must have gone in long ways. It couldn't have gone in that way.
No, why? Sorry. Here, this is the Kodesh Kodashim. This is the west.
Yeah.
And this is the east.
Where's your Pareches?
Here. So they have to stick out, so that the sticks stick into the pareches like a shnei dadi, like two. Sorry.
It went lengthways. It went lengthways.
No.
Why? What's the problem here? Look, the arm looks exactly like this towards the back, and then
that's square. The arm wasn't square.
No, it's maybe if you look from a bird's eye view, you'll see it's a bit rectangular. Yeah, you're right. It's not quite dimensional. That's right. The right dimension.
Longer this way than that way. Correct.
Okay. I'm not sure. Why?
We'll do it on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
There's a curtain hanging in front of the Kodesh Kodashim, isn't it?
Yes.
And the Pareches, yes. And the poles stick into the Pareches.
Right.
So they must have gone in that way, long ways.
What's wrong about that?
I'm not following this. No. Okay. Yeah, so. So what does it mean the Samu Badov? So look, I brought a demonstration. Now, Rabbi Isai, you need to cover this, and it's got to be covered from all sides. If I'm not allowed to take out the poles, here, try and cover the whole thing properly. It mustn't be exposed without taking out the poles.
Try my best.
You've got as much material as you like,
yeah?
Right. Okay. So now, where are you? Now, they've got to stand there to carry you, right? Well, they haven't got this thing on top of their heads, right? Right. And also, this is not covered from both sides, is it? The front is not covered. It's covered here. Yeah. You've covered it on the side, but it's got to be covered all over. They mustn't see it. How are you going to put how are you going to cover it without taking out? So, one air. Sorry?
Hold it.
Have four holes in it.
No. So, there's only a couple of
big holes.
You cut here. You can do this. Ah, so there's one way is that. No, it's not going to help you. No. Even if you make a slit for the holes, it's not going to help you here.
Yeah.
The only way it's going to help you, thank you for that, is if you cut it, if you cut it here, and then you let one, you cut it on, you take this paroches, you're going to cut the paroches. But that's the only way you can cover it from all sides, by cutting here, so then you've got a flap here, and then you cut on this side. And also come. That's the only way.
I can make holes.
It's not going to help you. Right, yeah. Even if I got a hole here, how's I need to cover it from the front here?
You push the poles. You put it in here.
Ah, I saw it. You mean a hole is not just for the rings, but for the budding.
Yes. Yeah.
The hole is there.
Right. Now, are you going to do that with a paroches?
You have to.
What? Paroches? When you put the paroches back up, you've got these four holes. Not four holes. How many holes? You're going to have eight holes, aren't you? You're going to have eight holes on your paroches. Right? Two for the budding.
No, not for the paroches.
This is the paroches. The first, there were three covers. One of them was the paroches. I just read you the posuk. Take off the paroches and use it to cover. And use it to cover the oren. But you can't, but it's got to be completely covered. Right, so the Ramba, so the Ibn Ezra says, not bothered by that. Sorry. So then, so the Oren, the size of the Paroches was much bigger than the Oren. Even if you use the whole thing, if you don't fold it, it's still going to be dropping on the floor. So, therefore, that's not so problematic with the paroches, because it doesn't mean the paroches has to cover the whole of the oren. Yeah, because you had three. You had paroches, you had the oren tachash, and you had the beged kelil tcheles, right? Which was completely wool. So it could be the paroches and the chanami that just covered the top. It was folded, and you just put it at the top, and then the other ones. Okay. Yeah, you made. Sorry?
It doesn't have anything which is hoists the hands of the carriers to the budden. Because they have to carry the paroches, they have to hold the budden.
So, no, it's okay. So, you make hole in those, either in the beginning, tcheles, or in the oratachash, you made. Right, I didn't think that. You need eight holes, right? Four for the rings, yeah? And that everybody has to agree. You had to have.
Wait.
No. Wait. Yeah, you had to have those, and nobody can get out that there must have been slits for the rings.
Why?
Because otherwise, otherwise, how am I going to do it again?
You just need the holes.
Yeah. Okay. Let's say I've taken out the poles. Right. Now cover it. Let's say. Okay. The Ibn Ezra and many hold, and of course this is mutar. This is I need to do it for the journey. The Torah is telling me v'som u'badom, and that's not a problem, and that's necessary. Otherwise, how am I gonna do it? I need to cover the oren properly, and I'm not allowed to be. So obviously, I didn't mean for that, for that transition, Many people, Ibn Ezra and others, they're not bothered. That of course you can do it for momentarily, and you need to do that. What the Torah says is, you think, well, what's the point of the pole? I don't need the poles inside when the oren. That you're not allowed to take. But here you're allowed to take, especially as it's momentary. But, do you agree with me, Rabbi Isai? You still have to have slits. Otherwise, how are you going to put the cover?
That's right.
Let's put the cover on. They can't cover the rings, can they? Because otherwise, I've got to put the poles back in.
That's right.
Right? So that...
You've got two lots of
poles. Oh, yeah, that's the previous shear. That's the previous shear.
Nothing to do.
This one is the previous shear.
So where were the poles? Halfway down?
The top. Right, the poles are there. Now, if I'm covering, I've taken another budding, now I put my cover on, they've got to be a slit.
No.
A hole.
So how
you only need the whole front and back so the pole can go through. The cloth can still cover the ring.
So what am I going to do now, Rabbi Isai? What am I going to do now?
You're going to make a hole at the front, a hole at the back, and slide the pole through.
You agree, but I need some sort of hole on the covering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. course, right. Hole, you cannot get away without making a hole in the covering. No, impossible. Right? So then,
that the rings were on the base of the Urim.
Sorry?
There was a Shittus Rishonim that there was the rings were on the base of the Urim, right at the bottom.
Correct, right.
According to that, you wouldn't have all these problems.
Just a second. No. Just a second. Let me finish. Right. So then you'd have to. So that's one resolution. Vesamu Badav means you can, of course, you can take it out temporarily, and then you know, just put the cover on, and straight away you put the bad in back inside. Others say no, it's not much. It's much like you're never ever allowed to take the poles. Poles out. So what does it mean? Sorry? That's not Shver. Just like we said, it's not Shver that they were allowed to go into the Kodesh Kodoshim. If the Torah tells them, go into the Kodesh Kodoshim to win or not. So if the Torah says, V'samu Badav, which is obviously you can't put the, without making too many holes in the covering, you will expect to know. Obviously, you need to take it out in order to cover it properly. That's enough. That's enough of a reason. Let me just a second. Now, going back, Charles asked me, why on earth have I got 8 rings here? Yeah. So this is from the previous. This is because this was to facilitate for the opinion that holds, not like Rashi.
Yeah.
That holds that there were 8 rings altogether. That's another machlekes, right? So the Ibn Ezra learned there were rings at the bottom. He learned at the bottom of the. Oh, he actually holds the Ibn Ezra. What does he hold? That the Oren had legs. He said, how can you put the Oren? How can you put the Oren on the floor? He said it had bar moisav means its legs. On their legs, you had ornaments, which ring-like ornaments. You didn't put any badim in there. But there were 8 altogether. There were eight altogether. And there were just for show. So it's very interesting. Does it resonate with you? Something which looks like a ring, but is not functioning as a ring. It's a pretty thing. That's an interesting. Interesting thing. Now, what do Vesamu Badav? So what do we do with Apostle Vesamu Badav? So, some say Vesamu Badav means, even though the Chizkuni says, it's not, the simple understanding of this Pasuk is, Vesamu Badav, this is what they did each time they wanted to travel, yeah? Then put the Badim back inside the ring. No. It's once, it's the first time. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu had already put the poles into the Aron, nevertheless, since it wasn't done by a Kohen, the Issu had not commenced of removing the body. So that's what Hashem is saying. V'samu Badav, you Kohanim are allowed to take off the Badim, put on the cover, and then put the badim on. But from now on, in future travels, you're not allowed to do that anymore. Because now the issur begins. That means the oron with its full kedusha and its full issur of removing the badim only commences once Aaron or his children put the badim inside. That's the final. Issur. That's what's going on. This. Then the other pshat is Vesamu Badav, very interesting. Rabbi Yisai, if they went uphill or downhill, Rabbi Yisai, if you have the badim, what's going to happen if we're carrying them and we're walking uphill? Rabbi Yisai, what's going to happen? It's going to slide off, right?
Yeah.
You're going to have this heavy, heavy orange sliding, and it's going to hit, it's going to bump the face, especially if they were on the inside.
You have to change
it. So Vesamu Badav,
change over the people carrying it, you put short ones in the front and short ones in the back.
And the other way around when you're going down here. I thought you were going to ask me, but surely the Onon was straight in. But as we said before, you can't rely on that. Also, Rabbi said we're going to have a parasha in Parashas Chukas. where the two mountains came together and all the blood flowed of the Amorim. Yeah, yeah. It's clear, look at Rashi, they climbed over those mountains which came together, therefore that's why they didn't know. But it's clear in that Rashi that they actually did some climbing. So it doesn't mean, I don't think it means that Onan removed every single mountain on the way. You see there were mountains there, Har Nevoim. Right, so one pshat is, I want you to make grooves inside the badim so they can fit into the rings. They can sit onto the rings. Now you have to say that you have to have some piece of cloth or something to make it, otherwise, if you've got indentations in the poles, right? You've got an indentation there, or even something sticking out, whatever you want, yeah? To make it slit inside. But as soon as it's on the shoulder, it's going to go up, isn't it? It's not going to help. So you must have had some locking mechanism.
Yeah?
Sorry?
Sorry? The groove at the top, so it catches the top of the rings.
So groove at the top,
yeah,
it fits into the bottom.
It impedes the things, the pole slipping because of the same way. Yeah, it does,
but you need to be able to move it afterwards.
Yeah, you can move it afterwards.
How do you do that?
Because the indentation is recessed. It's not going upwards.
There's a recessed groove in the bottom. Yeah.
Okay. So whatever it is, you've got to make a system that when you're walking, it's going to stay firmly in place. Yeah. But it's obviously, you've got a device, something that you can unlock that device because you need to move it when you go. The Sam of Badov, and the last shot of the Sam of Badov is, the Koyanim. You think you've done all the covering, you've done everything. Let the Bnei Kehas now come and carry the Aron themselves. No. You, the Sam of Badov, you, Aron, your children, you need to put the badim on the kohanim, on the Bnei Kehas's shoulder. That's a samu badim.
The badim into the oven.
Yeah, that's the same, but we don't want to learn like this. They're all learning, what do you mean? If you're telling you to put the badim into the oven, it means they were out. They're not allowed to be out. So they learn the samu badim, they place the badim on the shoulders of the Levim. And it's the command to the kohanim. Now why would that be? Yeah, that perhaps the kohanim also a part of that. It's that the covering is not as much intrinsic in the carrying as much as when you lift it up, you put that effort, and now you're putting on the levim on shoulders. That's your partake. But of course, whenever the levim stopped, you didn't take another kohen. Oh, can you put them back on? That's possible to me. But it's in the initial, after every time they wanted to move from one chaniah to another, then the kohanim had to pick up the aron and place it on the shoulders. That's the sum of badov. Even it doesn't mean to put the badim inside the rings. It means to put the aron and its badim on the shoulders of the levim. Thank you very much. Sorry, again? Yeah, those were allowed to taken out. Yeah? They were allowed to be taken out, yeah?
What was the size of the kosher? The size given is 2
10 by 10.
The got to fit in this way, otherwise, this is the brokers here. This is the hay hop here.
The orange was 10
hours. 10 hours? How much? The width of the Mishnah was 10 hours. 10 hours is 5 meters.
The whole Mishnah is not.
The width, of course, the length was much longer. Why? Because you want to make it as high as possible. It's more covered.
Wait,
how are you going to do it? So let's try. You're still going to have to. How are you going to do it? You have to make it slip. How are you going to do it? The Ramban learned that the rings are right at the bottom. If you hold that the rings were right at the bottom, it's not a problem at all. You haven't got any problem. You don't need to make any holes. So you have a little piece of square metal, and that's the. No, the ring is like this.